your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM, it's a minute past 1 o'clock. The latest now with Joanna Earle.
The first British tourists to be evacuated from Tunisia have just arrived back in the UK. It's after the Foreign Office urged them to leave. Matt has more for KMFM.
They're the words that had tour operators scrambling last night.
A further terrorist attack is highly likely.
Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond advising against all but essential travel to Tunisia. But passengers on the first of nearly a dozen special flights don't think it's necessary.
We've been out and about, not stayed in the hotel.
We didn't find it dangerous at all.
We would have preferred to stay.
Meanwhile, the mother of the gunman who killed 38 people in Sousse a fortnight ago has defended her son.
They got to my son. They used him and framed him for this crime.
Tunisia's ambassador in London's warned whoever they are have won if tourists stay away.
This is KMFM News.
Two people arrested after a man was found dead at a flat in Tunbridge Wells have been released without charge. Emergency crews were called after the body of a man was discovered at the property at Rusthall Grange in April. A 30-year-old woman from Ramsgate and a homeless man who's 36 were arrested in connection with the death but have now been released. The first electric-powered plane to cross the Channel has successfully landed in Calais after taking off from Kent. The 15 million pound aircraft, which can fly at 125 miles per hour, set off from Lyd Airport just after nine this morning. It's hoped it'll lead to similar journeys in the future. Professor Simon Bradley is from Airbus, who've helped develop it.
Using it in a small flying club, you can actually land the plane, unplug the batteries like you would unplug from your mobile phone, plug a spare set of batteries in, and it's ready to go straight away. No fuel burn.
The idea of parking lorries at the Old Manston Airport as an alternative to Operation Stack has been branded insane. The owners of the site say they're prepared to use it as an emergency lorry park when there are problems crossing the Channel. North Thanet MP Roger Gale has slammed the proposal, saying the land is too far from Dover and the Channel Tunnel.
KMFM News.
The business secretary has set out plans to relax planning regulations in England to encourage house building. It's among proposals aimed at boosting productivity and living standards. Sajid Javid wants developments on disused industrial land to be automatically approved. Thousands of people are expected to head to the 86th Kent County Show over the weekend, which is now underway. Traditional livestock are on display at the showground in Detling, along with a range of stalls from food firms and other local businesses. The Red Arrows are also due to fly over in the next hour. Jill Collins is from the show. She's told KMFM what some visitors can also expect to see.
We've got the Lamb National this year, which is down in the agricultural area. That's where sheep run around and race to get to the winning post. And we've got the Birds of Prey. This year, new in the countryside area, is free donkey rides for visitors.
And the RAC is calling for the price of diesel to be cut further at the pumps. Supermarkets have knocked 2p off a litre today, but the motoring group says it's still 3p too high.
KMFM Showbiz.
Little Mix have been chatting to KMFM about what it's like working with Jessie J for their new album. The former X Factor winners have told Glenn Scott on The Hit List they were in awe of her.
She's insane.
Really?
She's so talented. She's so beautiful. When we did the writing session, though, we were just staring at her the whole time. Like, she just sings. Like, she's just effortlessly fabulous.
The girl group's latest single, Black Magic, is out today.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing. For all your home emergency plumbing needs, visit dinoplumbingkent.co.uk.
England's cricketers have the advantage after bowling out Australia in their first innings of the opening Ashes test. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, the tourists have been dismissed for 308, losing 5 wickets for 43 runs this morning in Cardiff. England made 430 in their first go with a bat. Meantime, after their victory in the county championship in the week, Kent are back in T20 blast action tonight. The Spitfires, who are currently top of the South Group, are welcoming Somerset to Canterbury. Play's due to start at 7. And in tennis, Andy Murray is just one match away from reaching the Wimbledon final for the third time. The British number one takes on Roger Federer this afternoon in their last four match. Murray says both players can expect great support on centre court.
Roger's obviously extremely popular everywhere he goes. So yeah, it might not be, you know, as partisan a crowd or atmosphere as some matches that I play here, but it will still be an excellent atmosphere, so, you know, I'll still get a boost from the crowd, I'm sure.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.